This is Pete Feenstra feature for Get Ready to Rock Radio, and John Ilsley, the multiple award-winning original Dire Straits member and solo artist in his own right. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Pete.
We're here to talk about your new album, Long Shadows. In the Darkness, that's a subtle combination of a lovely melody and some weighty subject matter. You somehow seamlessly mesh the two together even, to draw the listener in. Is that a difficult balance to achieve?
I think your first comment, mess the two together, was probably that's what you call ad-libbing, but this was actually one particular track, funnily enough, which came together relatively easily. Most songs for me take a little while, and I can sometimes be fighting just over a word to get it right, but I kind of knew what I wanted to say with this song.
Yeah.
And get across how I felt about a few things that were going on out there in the internet and Facebook and such like, and all the bits surrounding that, and the fact that there's quite, you know, what we have at our hands is a most amazing tool, but unfortunately there's a sort of fairly dark side to it as well, as there was everything in life. There's always a light and dark side to things, and that's really what the song's all about.
It's also, for people that don't know and haven't heard it yet, it seems to be a commentary on radicalisation via the internet, and I've got to say, it's refreshing for a singer-songwriter to actually write both thoughtfully and meaningfully about contemporary events. Doesn't happen very often nowadays.
Well, you don't want to step too far into politics, because I'm not sure that music and politics works too well, but I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and I do think something really needs to be done, and I'm really rather surprised that the powers that be aren't dealing with this problem in a more constructive and ongoing way, because it's happening literally underneath our noses, and it's causing some pretty unpleasant situations, and I the future at the moment looks pretty bleak in that department, and I think that you know, society really needs to get together and decide what he wants to do about this, rather than just let it happen. I'm sure there are things going on behind the scenes which we have no idea about, but to people on the outside like us, you know, ordinary people in the street, I think we're quite worried about the effect of all this sort of stuff on our everyday lives.
Quite so, yeah. But both the new album and your previous album, Testing the Water, cast you in the role as an observational lyricist and storyteller, I guess. At what point in your musical career did you feel comfortable with both those roles?
Oh, gosh, that's a difficult question.
Yeah, I guess
I think
it is.
It probably might come with age, I think, but to a degree, even the first two records I did in the 80s, when Dire Straits took a bit of time off, you know, Never Tell the Soul and Glass, they were quite observational albums too. I mean, on Glass, for instance, there's a song about the newspaper industry called Paper Men.
Right.
Which is a reflection of the state of the news business. So I've always been interested in that side of things, and I don't really write songs for kids. I mean, I'm not really interested in that kind of stuff. There's lots of other people doing that already and achieving much more success with it than I ever would do.
Yeah.
And I don't really need to find myself in the charts as such. I mean, I'm literally pleasing myself, to be honest. I mean, I know that sounds a little bit arrogant, but I mean, at this particular time in my life, I think I'm quite happy to do that.
You're also the lead vocalist, bass player, and play some acoustic guitar on this on this record, your sixth solo album, in fact. I mean, do you feel like you've settled into the role of being a front man now?
Funnily enough, I found that I really rather quite enjoy it.
Great.
It's a bit late in life to discover that, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. It's a different kind of experience. It's a lot easier playing the acoustic guitar and singing a song than it is to sing the song and play the bass. There are some times when the whole thing goes counter against each other, and that's quite interesting. But once you get used to it, but I think I'm really quite enjoying putting the music across in the way that I want to put it across, and I've got a bunch of musicians with me at the moment who are very capable of doing that.
You've been quoted as saying, I've been working on these songs for 18 months, dash no point in rushing. Does the 18-month gap between the two albums mean that Long Shadows is a completely different project from the previous album, or do you see it as an extension of Testing the Water?
Well, I see each one actually as a separate entity.
Right, right.
In the same way that I think that we did with the Straits. You know, they're sort of mini-projects, and they hopefully have a form or which is unique to themselves, which gives them a unique character. And I think that's, I mean, this is very old school, what I'm talking about is actually producing a record which has an overall feeling to it, rather than just picking off a couple of tracks which people fancy. They can do that anyway, but I still make albums in a traditional way, where I want somebody to put it on at the beginning and let it run all the way through to the end and enjoy the whole experience, because it's been put together carefully in order to have that,
yeah,
that unity to it. So each one, in a sense, is separate.
Just going with that thought for the moment, you're known for your thoughtful arrangements and, as you just said, really overall musical feel. Were you seeking to nail both those elements on the opening instrumental track called Morning?
Well, you know, that just came about as a little bit of an experiment, Pete, to be honest. I mean, we were the keyboard player in the band, Steve Smith, and I were sitting in the control room, and I said, what do you think of this theme? And I just played it on a gut-strung guitar, the melody and the whole sort of tune, which is very short, it's only a couple of minutes long. And he joined in on an electric piano, and suddenly I thought, oh, this might be a real nice, this little interlude to put on the record. And that's really how it happened. I didn't know whether it was going to work or not, but by the time I'd got it into the studio, we'd put a proper piano on it. I was working with Guy Fletcher at that particular point. We transferred to his studio.
Right.
And I said, is it mad to put proper strings on this? And he said, it would sound amazing, and I've got just the people for it. So we moved into another sphere, and suddenly we had a really amazing quartet in British Grove Studios playing the song, and I could feel this tingling going down my back.
Well, you know, just going back to your songwriting, I mean, you've always sought out songs that have got some relevance to you and certainly meaning. Does that mean it takes longer to find the kind of themes and ideas that you're happy with?
Well, in a sense, yes, that's true.
Right.
Yes, it does take a bit longer because, you know, if you're writing a book or what, writing even a piece of a newspaper article, you've got a lot of time to put the idea down. When you're writing a song, you've got to literally synthesize everything down,
yeah,
to just a few words. And that's why I said at the beginning, sometimes you can be searching just for a word to make the damn thing work.
Quite so. Was the title of the album meant to convey any kind of atmospheric conceptual feel to the album as a whole?
Well, it's really, I don't know about you, but I certainly feel that there are people in our life who come into our lives who leave a big footprint. In other words, they leave a long shadow.
Good one.
They have a big impact on our lives. And
yeah,
it can be writers, artists, politicians, musicians, people who do amazing things with good causes, you know, charity. Well, they have this effect on our lives, which is very, very significant. And that's the idea. And the Long Shadow song itself,
yeah,
was actually, sounds a bit crazy this, but I was actually thinking about Bob Dylan at the time, because he never seems to be off the road.
That's very, very true.
You know, he's coming around again, the soldier of the road. I mean, and that was the idea, really, that, you know, because for me, he's probably one of the most significant people in the musical
world. Well, we'll hopefully talk about him in a moment when we go to the 15 tracks that you've picked.
Yeah.